5. I say multiply it times more than 10 times. More than 10 times. They're destroying our country. We are witnessing an illegal mass migration that is planned, facilitated, funded, aided, and abetted by the far-left Democrats who, thanks to a totally rigged and dishonest election, now control the United States government. Think of that.
Yeah, think of that. By the way, this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Coming up, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. We'll get a chance to see what her 4th of July was all about. And is she ready to get back at it? It's going to be interesting to see. Now that everybody's back, Congress will be back soon. They always take too much time off. Although, really, if you give them time off, that means they can't be passing bad laws, which is exactly what they intend to do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
All the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Fan sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson has been left off the U.S. Olympic team.
American sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, who was banned from the women's 100-meter race at the upcoming Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for marijuana, is not on the U.S. Olympic roster released Tuesday by USA Track and Field. The omission means Richardson will not run as part of the U.S. 4x100 relay team. Richardson tested positive for marijuana after winning the 100 meters at the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon last month. She accepted a 30-day suspension. The suspension will end before the start of the Olympic relays August 5th, which opened the possibility she could run in that event. In a statement, USA Track and Field said it fully agrees that international rules regarding marijuana should be reevaluated. I'm Mike Gracia.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says parents around the country are more concerned than ever about what their kids are being taught in public schools.
Senator Cotton says most parents just want their kids to learn the basic skills they need to succeed in the world.
They don't want to see their kids indoctrinated.
Cotton says parents worried about the direction of their kids' education are taking a new approach.
Running for school board races that are normally somewhat sleepy affairs.
Senator Cotton says it's one of the best ways to make an impact.
There may be no bigger payoff in American politics than being on your local school board.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary for mayor of New York City after appealing to the political center. A former police captain, Adams would be the city's second black mayor if elected. He triumphed over a large field in New York's first major race to use a controversial voting process called ranked choice voting. Voting in the primary ended June 22nd. Early returns showed Adams in the lead, but New Yorkers had to wait for tens of thousands of absentee ballots to be counted and for rounds of tabulations done under the new ranked choice system. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappear.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas Fire Department got more than 400 service calls on the 4th of July, but no major fires were reported. Firefighters had 427 calls on the 4th. 118 of them actually were fires. Department officials reported just one minor injury and one garage fire. If your pet is missing, you might want to check in with the Animal Foundation. As of yesterday, the foundation reports taking in some 237 stray animals over the 4th of July weekend. Foundation officials say the numbers are normal, as fireworks and other loud noises scare the animals, prompting them to run away. Pets brought into the Animal Foundation are held there for 72 hours before being evaluated and put up for adoption. Fees to reclaim animals are being waived through July 10th. Adoption fees are being waived through July 11th. Well, the heat is on again. The National Weather Service is issuing a week-long excessive heat watch for the entire Vegas Valley. The heat watch runs tomorrow through Monday night. Weather officials say part of the reason for the heat watch is the expected high overnight lows forecast to still in the low 90s.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Still a lot of congestion on the Beltway right now. 215 northbound at Tenaya, 215 westbound at Decatur. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston. And slow flow is 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Still good to have you with us on this day back after the national holiday. It's good to be back to work. Kevin Wall with you. Thanks to Pat Casale for filling in for me on last Friday. This is the one-year anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, whatever you want to call it. Somebody has a unique perspective on all of this is my good friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And it's been a year. Your memories of that day, that January 6th day?
Oh, hi, Kevin. Sorry, I didn't know that was the lead-in.
Oh, sorry about that.
A year, I think it's 6 months, isn't it?
Oh, so, yeah. No, it's... Yes. Yes, it is. It's 6 months to the day.
Yeah. A leftist attacked the Capitol, I guess. I would necessarily not call it an attack, especially when the Capitol Police opened the gates and let people in. I think we do a big disservice to the Trump movement, as well as just justice in general, when we use leftist terms like insurrection or attack. It's hard for me to categorize this as an attack. When people literally were let in and escorted in. And this was by the Capitol Police, who were told to basically stand down by whom we don't know. I was very pleased to see that President Trump finally spoke about January 6th and how people are being illegally detained against their constitutional rights, denied bail, kept in solitary confinement. And we are having charges made by the FBI against basically grandmothers who paraded through the Capitol. That was the latest charge to some 59-year-old hairdresser, I believe, from Texas. I've never really seen an attack without weapons. No one was arrested on weapons charges. There were no weapons found at the Capitol or on any Trump supporter. As a matter of fact, we still don't know who shot Ashley Babbitt. And that was a Capitol policeman who basically executed the only homicide that was determined by the coroner that was involved in investigating the January 6th event, determined there was only one homicide, and that was Ashley Babbitt's murder. So I was finally happy to see President Trump actually speak out and ask who shot Ashley Babbitt. And I think we still want to know who planted pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC on January 5th, on the night of January 5th. The FBI hasn't let out any sort of physical characteristics, even though they have them on camera. We don't know the height, the weight, the race, et cetera, the sex. And so the left will use January 6th as Nancy Pelosi has assembled basically a, you know, quote-unquote bipartisan group, which includes Adam Kinzinger, who's always been a never-Trumper, and Liz Cheney, who has been a never-Trumper. And they will use January 6th in the midterm elections because they certainly can't run on Joe Biden's record. They can't run on the economy. And so it'll be very interesting to see how, you know, the left uses January 6th and how they'll continue to use January 6th while basically absconding and withholding the truth from the American people.
Megan, you mentioned just some of the questions that are out there. And I guess my question is, do you think the Nancy Pelosi January 6th commission with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, do you think that they will give us any definitive answers? Will we learn any more about what really happened on January 6th?
Well, we might if they decide to release the 14,000 hours of footage that they have. And they still haven't released, we might find out who shot Ashley Babbitt. I think that's probably one of the main questions that we have, is who shot Ashley Babbitt, the only homicide determined during that day. But I'm sure that the truth won't come to light. What they will likely do is use that commission simply as a political weapon, if you will, against Trump or any Republican candidate that will run against demented Joe Biden.
Again, joining us, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. I'm curious, though, this whole thing of the Kevin McCarthy saying he's not going to appoint anybody to that commission. Would it be better to at least have representation?
Well, I think since there is going to be a commission, we should have balanced representation. I think, there's plenty of people that could sit on a commission that aren't never Trumpers that really have a purpose, and that purpose would be to uncover the truth. There was definitely infiltration that day. There was definitely a variety of leftist groups that infiltrated the Capitol to make Trump supporters look like quote-unquote insurrectionists. You know, I'm old enough, Kevin, to remember when the Madison Capitol, if you remember, in Wisconsin, was basically swarmed by leftists and teachers' unions against Scott Walker, and they committed millions of dollars of damage in that Capitol, and that wasn't called an insurrection.
Yeah, that was just a protest.
Right, of course. It was just a peaceful protest, just like Antifa, who basically burned down a police building, and Antifa and Black Lives Matter in Minnesota basically burned down the whole entire town. You know, that was just called a peaceful protest. So the hypocrisy, you know, we always talk about the hypocrisy of the left, and they never point fingers inward. They always point fingers outward. But if you really want to track insurrection and violence, what you will find is that specifically on the left. But again, we have basically paid and funded DAs that let these animals out after they torch buildings and basically assault people and bloody people, including reporters. They basically just look the other way because during every socialist revolution, which is really what we're watching right now on our streets as well as on our main streets, and those are leftist-supported riot. Every socialist revolution requires violence. When you look throughout the history of any socialist revolution, it is marred by violence. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. The former president was on the road again on Saturday night in Sarasota, Florida. His Wellington, Ohio speech reportedly had upwards of 42,000 people. Similar crowd turned out in Sarasota, Florida on Saturday night. You like the idea of the former president getting out there and stoking the fire, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's precedent. You know, Obama was the first president really not to go away, but to continue to open his mouth and disparage presidents thereafter him, including President Trump. So I like how President Trump plays hardball, and he doesn't play by the left's rules. He plays by his own rules, and that's exactly the leader that he has proven himself to be, and that I think that America will embrace once again when and if he runs in 2024.
Do you have a sense of whether he's running in 2024?
Well, it seems like all arrows are pointing that way, and he's definitely hinted at that. And with these rallies, and also with the amount of votes that he received, legally received in 2020, the base hasn't gone away. When you look at the numbers, he received the most votes from people of color, black people, Hispanics, etc. He had the most gains in those areas. And I think the Joe Biden presidency is not going to do the Democrats any favors. And it's certainly not going to do Kamala Harris any favors either.
I want to ask you a kind of a local political question. We were talking earlier with Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. And he said that the June registration numbers across the state of Nevada, that there was 12,767 nonpartisans that registered. Democrats were 439. GOP was not far behind that with 393. Is there any trend that's setting in here? This notion of being a nonpartisan as opposed to a Democrat or Republican.
Well, I think the nonpartisans will have more of a, I guess, need or want to register a certain political affiliation so they can be involved in the primaries and then be able to select the candidates that go on to, you know, the finals, so to speak. So really that's the motivation for nonpartisans to categorize themselves either as socialists or as those on behalf of freedom. Because really that's the difference. I don't believe that there is a Democrat Party anymore. This certainly isn't the Democrat Party of JFK or your grandfather's Democrat Party. This is a party that has been hijacked by socialists, specifically in Nevada. Nevada was just basically their whole entire DNC committee was overthrown by socialists. And I don't think a majority of Nevadans identify as socialists. They might say, oh, they're Democrats. Well, really, what kind of Democrat are you when you have socialists that basically hijacked your party? Do you align with the socialist dogma? Do you align with the socialist platform? That's the questions that Democrats and nonpartisans are going to have to ask themselves, specifically in Nevada.
I want to ask you one media question before I let you go, and that involves CNN and their top-rated show. It last week came in 22nd place in cable news ratings. Is CNN about to topple into nothing?
Well, I think that they're going to have plenty of money that's being funneled in from the Chinese Communist Party, because that's basically their biggest backers. And when you're being run, when the media empire is being run by a, you know, former Hollywood executive, he's not putting out news. He's putting out sensationalized journalism, with simply just a narrative attached to it. And the narrative is one to protect the Democrat Party. So it's funny to me that their ratings have dropped, because they no longer really can talk about Trump. Once Trump left office, their ratings tanked. Because the Democrat Party honestly really isn't that interesting. It's really that god awful that people don't want to tune in and watch Joe Biden stammer and stutter his words with Kamala Harris in the background. And when you look at the inflation that's going on, when you look at the economy, when you look at the whole entire presidency, that doesn't sell. You know, good news actually sells. And there's really not a lot of good news coming out of this administration. When they don't have someone like Trump to attack and to mock nightly, and that just really shows you the simple-mindedness of CNN viewers, that they really would just tune in to watch them excoriate a president instead of simply just reporting the truth.
It was Cuomo Prime Time that finished 22nd in cable news, behind 14 Fox News shows and 7 broadcast on MSNBC. The Fox shows that beat the living daylights out of Cuomo: Tucker Carlson denied, Hannity, The Five, Rachel Maddow, The Ingram Angle, Special Report. It's not even close. It's not even a fair fight. And this is Chris Cuomo, who I guess was one of their stars, and he only finished 22nd.
Right, yeah, it's not surprising to me whatsoever, because they really have nothing to sell anymore. They were simply selling junk journalism, like I said, to their simple-minded audience who like to resort to insults instead of debate when it comes to politics. And, you know, I think if perhaps they changed their format a little bit, maybe went back to something called Crossfire, which I absolutely adored when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
You actually saw, you know, four people with two, you know, with two opposing views, you know, go back and forth, cross-firing across the table and trying to basically make the case for their, you know, either Republican beliefs, conservative beliefs, or Democrat beliefs. That really is good television, and I think perhaps if they looked at maybe revisiting their past, they could perhaps increase their viewership.
Megan, always good to visit with you. Thanks, darling. We will talk again next week, okay?
Look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you go. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And our apologies for the audio faux pas earlier. We're going to give Aaron Lewis one more shot. Am I the only one? Here it is.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed? Take a bullet for being free. Screaming what the hell at my TV for telling me. Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come up. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who sees it as it is and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he's